We'll do Simen Chav Gimel, section 23 in the laws of tzitzis. And this talks about the laws of tzitzis in the cemetery. Dinei tzitzis bebeis hakvoris uboi hei si'ifim and five si'ifim. I don't know if you've ever noticed when people go into a cemetery, they go ahead and they put their tzitzis away so they shouldn't stick out. Have you ever heard of that? Okay, we're going to be learning that now. So he's talking about the laws of tzitzis in a cemetery. Number one. He says in section 1, Mutar likonis lebeis hakvoris, it is permissible to enter a cemetery v'hu lavush tzitzis, while you're wearing the tzitzis. However, the condition is v'hu conditional shelo yiyu tzitziyosev nigrorim al hakvorim, that his tzitzis shall not be dragging on the graves. The reason is kidei shelo yihaya kaloya kelerosh, he should not come as making fun of somebody who is poor. A person who is deceased is no longer obligated in doing mitzvahs. And when you're sort of putting in their face, saying, you know, like, oh, ha, I'm doing mitzvahs, you can't do mitzvahs, that's considered making fun of the poor person, the one who can't do it. So, kloimar, to say, sha'meisim, heim roshim, they are poor, upeturim min ha-mitzvahs, they are exempt from the mitzvahs, ve'en yicholim lekayim oisim, and they cannot fulfill them, ve'onu mekayim oisim, we do fulfill them. So that would be making fun of the people in the cemetery, yeah?
Why they call them poor? I mean, they're dead.
Yeah, but they're poor in the sense that they can't do mitzvahs anymore.
Alright.
So they shouldn't do that in...
Not poor in terms of money or...
Yeah, poor in
their ability to...
Yeah, to do performances, okay. Yes. Section 2. Now he says, "Bamedvarim amurim." When is this said? When do we say this? That it is permissible to enter in a cemetery, shemuter, lekonis, b'tzitzis, lebeis hakvoris, that you're allowed to go in with tzitzis to the cemeteries, b'tzitzis shematil b'malbush. That's only in tzitzis that you put in a garment. Like we have our talit katan, you don't have to take off your talit katan before going in there. That is okay. Because that you're wearing for yourself. You're not just doing, you're wearing it, it becomes a garment. And not in order just to fulfill the mitzvah tzitzis. That would be an example. He has another talus with tzitzis. So that happens to be his garment, actually, which he's wearing, just a regular garment that has tzitzis on it. He doesn't have to take it off. He has another garment that he uses specifically for the tzitzis. As it was the tradition, the custom in the days of the sages of the Gemara, in all their garments they had dalat kenufis. The older garments had four corners. That the way they made their garments in those days. It's impossible that he's going to have to remove all of his garments when he's going to go to the cemetery, because all of his garments have tzitzit, because they all have the four corners. But those garments that we're not intending them as garments, the only purpose of that is to do the mitzvah of tzitzis, like us. We don't intend. Why do we wear garments of four corners? We have no purpose of wearing these garments. The only reason we do it is mitzvah, because we want to do the mitzvah bilvad. Asur lekonis behem lebeis hakvoris, then you're not allowed to bring him into the cemetery. Afilu ein hatzitzis nigronim al gabe hakvorim mishum loig lerosh. Even if they will not be dragging along the gravesite, because that's considered still making fun of the poor, and you're not allowed to do it. So technically, one will argue that your talus katan, you have to take it off. You can't go in, because the talus katan that we wear today, that's especially for the mitzvah of tzitzis. We don't just, you wear garments of four garments. However, we found a way around it. It's only if the tzitzis are open that they're visible. V'nirim, and they're visible. They're open and visible. Oz yesh b'mshum loig l'rosh. Then there is the prohibition that you're making fun of the poor. Avolim heim chusim, but if they're covered, v'ein nirim klal, and they're not visible at all, Ein kan loyeg l'rosh, there is no making fun of the poor, even though it's on you, but it's not on the outside. There is no...
You tuck him in.
You tuck him in. That's what we do today. If you ever went, if you go to a cemetery, you'll see the people that go to the cemetery all tuck in their tzitzis all the time, whenever you go to the cemetery. Those who wear a talit katan will tuck in their tzitzis. Section 3, Gimel. Yesh noyegim likshir beis tzitzis shebishnei nofes ze al ze. There are those that tie the two tzitzis that are on the two corners, one on top of the other, kshnichnosin lebeis hakvoros, when they go into the cemetery, kdeshit is batul mitzvah tzitzis aleihem, in order to take away the mitzvah tzitzis that is upon them, because they're tying them out. Now there's no four cornered garment. They're saying because they tied them together, so now it's become one piece. It's not so. It's only three corners now. They're together, but he says, they had not helped anything with this. That doesn't help anything. So put your tzitzis together and walking like that to the shul, that was not going to help you. Why? Even though you tie them one same as one the other, that still did not take away the mitzvah tzitzis by doing this. Why? Because eventually you're going to undo them. So this temporary doing it doesn't take away the mitzvah of tzitzis, and therefore you'd still be obligated in tzitzis, and you're still loyal to Russia, you're still making fun of. So therefore, the only way is really to tuck them in. See section 4, Siv Dalad. Hanisnas Teich Dalad Ames Shalmeis. If you go into within the four Ames of a person who's passed away, Teich Dalad Ames Shal Kever, or within four Ames of a grave, Teich Dalad Ames Shal Beis HaKvoris, or within four Ames of Beis HaKvoris, Dinoi Kenichla Teich Beis HaKvoris. The same rule as going into a cemetery. So even by a person who's deceased, if you're next to them, you have to put away your tzitzis as well. It's the same thing as going into a cemetery. Next to a grave, next to a person who's deceased, has the same law. In section Hey, in 5, B'mokim shenoigim lahosir atzitzis metalis shel meis. In the place where the custom is that they remove the tzitzis from the garment of the person who passed away, b'bayis, Shuhu Meisham, in the house that he passed away there, Koidim Shemetzim Oisoi, before they take him out, so they remove it. Asurim Hakatofim Shenoisim Oisoi, so those who carry him are prohibited Lislabish Betzitzis to put on Tzitzim Shum Loig Lerosh. Because that would be making fun of the Rosh. I mean, those who carry him out, Alim Kain, Tzitzi Yisrael, because unless it is covered. So again, there too, they can't do it. Now, I guess that if the mace is still wearing his talus, I'm not sure, I have to look this up. But if it says only in a place where they are accustomed to remove the tzitzit, talus, and mace, then they have to remove the tzitzis. But apparently, if they don't remove it over there, then it wouldn't apply. But that I have to look up.